Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I am used to a fixed Mother's Day in May, and not this movable day officially called Mothering Sunday, but which I think is colloquially also called Mother's Day. The movable day makes it more possible for the day to sneak up on you. Now, I'm all for honouring mums all year round, but it is interesting to me that this day seems to have come about because of church rather than because of our mothers. I knew that there was a tradition of returning to your mother church, often a cathedral, which for many itinerant workers since the Industrial Revolution, but who knows exactly when, meant a return to home, and of course this made possible family get-togethers. And if your mother was still living, why not have a special day? Again, this makes sense to me. The church is like our mother, who nurtures and guides and protects us in our spiritual life as we journey to eternity. What is new to me is the day for this to occur, the fourth Sunday in Lent. Why? And in my new learning, I have gone to the Bible readings for that Sunday. I found in the classic one-year lectionary for the second reading a reading from Galatians 4 and 5, in which is stated, "But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother." I looked for this reading in the modern lectionaries, and I couldn't find it. Not in the Revised Common Lectionary, the Roman Lectionary, the Lutheran Lectionary, the Episcopal Lectionary, or the United Methodist Lectionary. That's a Cross Encounters for another day. The verse is part of Paul's allegorical description of Christians and the Judaizers, those who said that you could only be a Christian by following the Jewish law first. Paul is contrasting the church, the Jerusalem above, the gospel and the freedom that comes from justification, with the Jerusalem on earth, the law, and the slavery that comes with that. He had been talking about two women, again allegorically, Sarah and Hagar, representing freedom and slavery. And so when he mentions the church, the heavenly Jerusalem, he looks for a feminine description and uses mother. Who would have thought that Mothering Sunday would be a result? The link between mother and nurture and care and love and support is very strong. That's why this day is special. Mothers are renowned for their love and care. They remind us that life is a gift, and they can be reminders to us of God's care and love, who gives the gift of faith through the church. The fourth Sunday in Lent traditionally has a less somber feel or tone to it than the others, because it has the theme of rejoicing. We can rejoice because God cares for us. And if we include our mums in that as well, then I'm not complaining. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for mothers who care and comforted us, whose love we may have taken for granted. We pray also for those women who have acted as mothers to us. Draw all mothers closer to you, so that they may receive your love and strength. Sustain all mothers who are pregnant and grant a safe delivery to them. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.